It's time. It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
I believe we're on. So welcome. Welcome here to Fort Recovery Radio. We are here at the Delta St. John's. What is the name of this gym?
They call it, this is a Catholic school.
Uh-huh.
So what would be the most Catholic building you can think of?
Oh, my gosh.
It's not a church. It's a very famous place, and it's not in this country. It's in Europe. The Pope lives there.
Oh.
The Vatican.
Vatican, yes. So this is the Vatican.
This is the Vatican.
Okay.
So we have as we've had the last several years, we have Diana Ramble with us, and we have Ava Shane helping us out.
Yeah, we have a newbie
tonight.
Today.
Yep.
Yeah, so welcome, Ava Shane. So this is going to be exciting and fun. I'm excited to see what she can bring.
Not a lot.
Oh, you'll bring some. I have no worries with your personality and what you're just going to bring some good things to this. So looking forward to it. But tonight, the girls, just the varsity game only, playing Delta St. John's. Both teams coming in. I think we are 0-3, and
four,
they are.
I believe.
We are 0-4 now.
I believe that's what Holly said.
Okay,
yeah.
And then Delta St. John's also 0-4. So somebody's going to get a win tonight. That's all I got to say. Somebody's going to get a win tonight.
And I believe we're both 0-2 in the league.
Yeah, I believe so too. Yeah.
So one of us, we're 0-2. I think they are also that. But if they're 0-1 or 0-3 instead, they still don't have a win. So one of us is going to get our first MAC victory.
Looking forward to one of us getting one of those. Just by looking at numbers, I think it would be us, but it's you never know. It's a MAC night.
Right, and we're playing at the Vatican.
And we're playing at the Vatican, so.
This is a tough place to play.
It really is.
It's really tough boys-wise because they have the place packed, and their front row people in the theater seats are very vocal.
Boisterous.
And they make it tough.
Yeah. It's not a big gym by any means. So.
No. But it actually holds more than you think because there's this vast set of bleachers up behind their theater seats that probably holds 400 or 500 people up there.
Yep.
I don't know, but I've been in here when it's been packed, but generally our fans don't like to come here.
Right.
For a whole bunch of reasons. But anything you want to hit before we hear from Coach Gann?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we're looking at Delta St. John's has 11 players. That explains why they don't have that JV team.
Yep.
That'd make it a little bit tough. So, and
yes, it would.
Four of those girls are freshmen, so they're a very young team. They don't have any seniors.
Ooh,
two juniors and some sophomores, but no seniors. So they're very young, so it's going to be very interesting to see what they come out with.
So let's hear from Coach Gann. We'll
sounds
be back.
Good.
We'll hear from her right after these messages. It's time to get ready for those holiday parties, so don't forget that Wayne Street Market has everything you need. Stop and pick up what you need to make your special recipes, or talk to them about handling any or all of it for you. They have pies, fresh frozen and canned vegetables, potatoes, ham, everything you need to make your holiday dressing, and lots more. And they have plenty of Cooper Farms turkey rolls in stock, both all white meat and mixed white and dark. Also, it's time to order your party trays for your holiday parties. Veggie trays, sandwich trays, cookie trays, and of course their famous meat and cheese trays. Be sure to order a few days ahead. And be sure to grab a couple of their delicious cheese balls every time you're in the store. They're always a great snack. Get to Wayne Street Market for all your holiday supplies. They have everything you need to prepare the big feast this year. Great selection, great prices at Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
We're here on the Wayne Street Market pregame show talking to Coach Gann and Coach Delphus tonight. What are we looking at from them? Us?
Delphus is, you know, another team that you just never can look past. And obviously, we're here at the Vatican. So here, you never know what can happen. So they're going to be quick and they're going to be scrappy. And I think we're anticipating a zone here. So we'll have to wait and see. So this week, we've really focused on our zone offense and movement and trying to get players in positions that we want them to be in. And so far this year, obviously, we are 0-4 to start. But I think what we're taking away from these losses is that we have to continue to get better. So defensively, we've been working on some different things and trying to put those players, like I said, in places that we feel that they can maximize their strengths on the defensive end and on the offensive end. So tonight, we're just going to go out there and get a little better today, like we do every day in the gym, and hopefully we can come out with that victory.
All right. Good luck to you tonight, and we'll be back with the rest of the Wayne Street Market pregame show after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Ball is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Are you getting ready for the holidays? Let Wayne Street Market be your one-stop shopping headquarters. Whether it's all the fixings for a big meal or just some snacks for an evening get-together with family and friends, they have what you need. They have Marie Callender and Sara Lee frozen pies, and also several varieties of fresh pies, chips, pretzels, and other snacks, lots of varieties of pop and other soft drinks, and a large selection of beer and wine. And don't forget to grab some of their famous store-made cheese balls and a meat and cheese tray so you're ready when friends stop by. Whatever you need to host a party or take along to someone else's party, make Wayne Street Market your party headquarters. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin cupboard take and bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
We are back here at Delphus St. John's, and we're getting the starters announced here. So we were going to come back and talk a little bit, but they jumped into the prayer and the national anthem before the clock was run down. So we had a long little break there while that went on. So Diana, what do you have coming up here before the tin cupboard cake tip off?
As far as starters go, for the Indians, it's our typical five: Grace Guggenmiller, Whitley Rammel, Alexis Wendell, Callie Wendell, and Mara Pearson. And then for the Delphus St. John's, we have Melanie Gerberman. Like I said, there's no seniors here, so she's a junior. Emma Will is a sophomore. Brooke Altenberger is a freshman. And then two more sophomores in Abby Kerner and Kirsten Claus. So getting ready to tip off. I think this is going to be a fun game to watch. We'll see.
Yep. Yep. Go Indians.
So tin cover tip off goes up, and it goes to the Indians. Whitley out jumps and gets us the tip ball. So Indians are going left to right here. Goodness. Again, you know, I think Holly kind of nailed it with Delphus St. John's. They're quick. They're scrappy. And we can't overlook them and what they can do. They've already had their hands on the ball twice, so we just need to be able to take care of it. So little jumper in the middle to Callie Wendell, and she gets it in. Not really a jumper. What do you call that? Right at the foul line. I know that there's something there.
Little set shot, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. And an assist from, I believe that was Mara Wendell, or Mara Pearson. I'm sorry. So Indians on the defense, Whitley out on top, and little back door almost gets by Alexis, but she plays some great defense. So another back door behind Grace on the junior, and Grace blocks it. So nice block shot by Grace. She makes a great defensive play, and she got to the girl. They got some back door plays that we got to be aware of. So they've already had two, and we played some great defense on it. So kudos to the Indians. They must have did their homework. I'm sure Holly did. So inbounds play by the Delphus. They get it in. Alexis almost gets the steal. She just knocks it out of her hand. So nice hustle by Alexis Wendell. So Indians up 2-0. And ball goes in into Delphus, and they get it in. And Indians are, I believe, playing man-to-man. Holly's going to make them work. I like it. So shot, three-point by, goodness. Mara gets the rebound, but takes off running and gets stopped immediately by two defenders. So she turns it over, but Callie saves the day. So Callie Wendell with a nice hustle play. Ooh, no. Did Callie get the foul?
I guess. It seems like it.
It looks like maybe Callie got the foul. I missed that.
They have a foul up there.
Sure did. So, yeah. I thought she was actually in position for the ball. So a nice little layup. Rebound goes down to Whitley Rammel. They just miss it. So Callie Wendell to Grace. Grace is going to fake and drive and turn it over and trying to get it into Mara. And Mara's going to save it by getting the jump ball. So a nice hustle by Mara Pearson. I don't know if it's a lazy toss in there. I'm not sure. I think our passing just needs to be a little bit faster. So turnover by Grace, or by the Indians, And inbounds plays. Indians are going to press at full court here. Mara Pearson on the freshman here from Delphus and causes a push. So Alexis Wendell gets a foul. Pushing Gerderman. So inbounds play here for the Delphus St. John's, and they are scrappy, just like I thought they would be. But Indians are playing a quick man, and Mar Pearson defends it and cannot get the inbounds play, so they're going to take it out again. So nice hustle by Mara with her quick hands. Okay, and then they get the ball in. Alexis has got the... pulls it up short here. Callie Wendell on the defense. Again, Indians are playing man-to-man. And Delphus St. John's drives it in. Number 21, Brooke Altenberger, the freshman, just drives it in over the top of Callie.
Went around the baseline and kind of got past Callie and to the basket.
So Callie over to Grace. Grace shoots a three-pointer and just misses. So she's shooting and looking. That's a good thing. And it goes out of bounds off the Indians, so Delphus St. John's is going to take the inbounds play.
If we're going to be successful, Grace has to shoot those three-pointers.
Yeah, I agree, too.
She hasn't been making them yet, but she made plenty last year. Yeah. We know she can make them.
We know she can make it. She just has to. You can't score unless you're shooting. You know, we've said that a bazillion times. Yep. So,
and if they know she's not going to shoot, we can't win a game.
Exactly. Mara Pearson gets the steal. Good luck catching her. Oh, and she gets... She gets up just about ran over, so she gets to do two at the line here. I think it was on the shot. Yes, it was on. I thought they were going to do it out of bounds there for a minute. I was like, wait a minute. So Mara gets to shoot too. I thought she was shooting, but
I thought so too. But the official was walking toward
I was a little nervous.
The out of bounds line.
Yeah. So Mara's first shot is up and good. And nice. Nice shot by Mara. And her second one. She takes her little one dribble. Up and good. Nothing but net. So again, Indians are going to press. They're going to try to keep the ball from going in. And goes in. Grace is on the defender and they get it in. So they have a nice little inbounds play. Alexis is on the point guard here up on top. And they just go back and forth until they get somebody open, and she's open for three. So a three-pointer for number 24, Abby Kerner. So Delphus 3, Indians 2. And a big steal by the Delphus St. John's. And good hustle by Mara Pearson to almost save the ball.
Almost wipe out.
So they tried to get the ball into Whitley, and she hit a brick wall on the move. Now we have an injury on the floor, I believe. Yep, we do.
Yep, don't like that.
Yep, because she's going down, so we're going to...
Holding her foot around
sure
her
is.
Ankle. But
she sure is.
Want to take a little quick break here?
Yeah, let's do. We'll be right back.
Seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
We're back. And
she's up.
She's up, but she's absolutely going to need some help.
She is not wanting to put weight on that. Nope. Not even a little bit.
Nope. So while she's coming off the floor, I'm just going to run over through some of the things we have coming up here. Okay. Tomorrow, the boys will host the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays. That's also going to be Student Appreciation Night. All kinds of fun and games and prizes and stuff. And that'll be a WPGW simulcast with the NFHS video. And then next week, Tuesday, girls host St. Mary's. Thursday, they host Parkway. Friday, boys at Parkway. Saturday, it's a weird doubleheader, girls at Mechanicsburg. But that starts at 3. And then the boys are at Ansonia after that. I don't know exactly how we're going to get to both places on time, but from Mechanicsburg to Fort Recovery is an hour and 45 minutes, and it's almost that to
Ansonia. Wow, is that far?
So, yeah, oh, it's my. Way out there. It's 15 minutes on the other side of Urbana. So, So anyway, back to the game. Sorry.
Yeah, back to the game. So Delphus has the ball. Driving into the lane. Doesn't want to take it through Whitley. Mara Pearson almost with a steal. Almost. And she's going to, they are going to drive it and miss it. Down, rebound down to Whitley. And the Indians are going to bring it back down the floor. Alexis is going, turnover by Alexis. Just one little extra step. So turnover by the Indians.
Yep.
Good try. I think she tried to fake it and just took a step with her fake. And
yep.
So Indians are still pressing.
And they're down 5-4. Yep. Indians down 5-4.
Yep. They got a three-point ahead of she bounced it off the back of our head and got her own ball. I didn't know that was legal.
Yes.
Apparently.
You're allowed to do that.
So steal by Mara Pearson.
Dribbles up.
And she gets up and gets two. Yeah. We'll take it. Ooh, Alexis almost gets the steal. So, again, Indians are still man, and they are still pressing. So, if I didn't mention that earlier, I thought I'd better mention that. So, Callie Wendell almost gets the steal, goes out of bounds. Subbing in for the Indians, we have Maddie Guggenbiller and Kennedy Mullenkamp. Coming in for Grace Guggenbiller and
I didn't see who
Alexis.
Else was.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Oh, there
yep, I had to wait because I wasn't sure who she was.
Yeah, I thought they were already off the floor and I couldn't find them.
Yep.
About to play with one more person.
So now we're looking. They're looking to match up. Okay, the inbounds play goes in easily. So Delphus is going to hold it. And they're going to swing it to the left, back to the right, real quick, trying to find somebody open. And the boss is, you can tell who the leader is out there for Delphus. She's out there bossing them around. Switching them around, tell them how to play the game. She's a nice player. You can tell she's got some experience. So, again, back to the right, back to the left, and almost a steal. Mara is on top of it. Yep, and she's got the steal and just misses the layup. Rebound goes down to Delphus St. John. So, nice hustle by Mara. She gets another steal. Delphus swings the ball to the right, back out on top to the left. Down into the corner, and they are just whipping that ball around. And they've got somebody open to shoot a three, and she just misses it. And rebound goes to Callie Wendell. So nice job by the Indians. Out to Maddie Guggenbiller. Oh, and she turns it over. Just tries to get it over her, out, over to Callie, and just misses it. So Delphus tries to save it out of bounds, and they can't. So the steal, she missed the layup, and Indians get the rebound. Or I guess don't get the rebound. They just step out of bounds with the rebound. So Indians are going to have an inbounds play. And no pressure on the Indians, so it's just a walk down the court for Cali as they set up their offense. And it's kind of nice. It's a little bit of a reprieve seeing Cali out there running the floor here. So Whitley assists to Mara. Nice job by Mara Wendell. I keep calling her Wendell. I don't know why. Mara Pearson for the two. A little corner play to Whitley, and then she dishes it into the middle to Mara and gets us two. So Indians up 8-5. I have a terrible view over here of the score. It's blocked this side by the basketball pole, and this side I'm missing half the number. So. Delphus is back and forth again, and we have a timeout by Delphus St. John's. Indians up 8-5. We have 1:56 left to go in this Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. We'll be right back.
Ever tried to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Are we back?
Yep,
we're back. We're back. So coming out of timeout here, out Delphus St. John's, Indians up 8-5. with about 2 minutes left in this first Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. Delphi St. John's is inbounding the play, or inbounding the ball, I should say. Indians are man-to-man, and they get it in. Callie is on, right on top of that girl. They dish out to the left, back up to the top, over to the right. They just keep swinging it fast. They got some good ball movement. Kennedy, oh, we got to travel. So little Brooke Altenberger travels with it. I think her foot just slid a little too much. I didn't see it. I can't see it from up here. I have my glasses on, so anything fine-tuned I can't see. So Callie Wendell with the ball over to Kennedy. To Sage, to Kennedy, to Callie with the three-pointer up and no good. Rebound goes down to Delphi St. John's. Dang, I don't know how we missed that rebound.
Like
so good pressure up there for Callie. And Callie's got the player. She's definitely got the ball handler for Delphi St. John's, for sure. So Delphi St. John's up at the top. A lot of ball pressure by Kennedy. Ooh. What did she call? Oh, she called a push. Okay, so that was an offensive foul on Delphus. I think she stuck her elbow out. Again, something I missed because I can't see that. The shoes are fuzzy, so I need to start probably wearing my glasses. So she shoved an elbow. I missed it. Yep. So Whitley is going to sit down, and we got Callie Niekamp coming in, too. Callie. Is it Carly?
Carly.
Jeez,
Carly
why
Niekamp.
Did I say Callie?
Yep.
I knew better than that.
Mara Wendell,
yeah.
Callie
yeah,
Niekamp.
I know. I'm just really butchering. Right? I'm really butchering it, aren't I?
Hey, you got first and last names of real people, though.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Madison over to Kennedy, a little fake, and she's going to go back out to Callie over to Madison for the three-pointer, and she just misses it. Callie Wendell with the rebound. So nice hustle by Callie. Over to Kennedy, over to Maddie. Ooh, she wants to go in with it, but doesn't. Back over to Callie. She's looking, doesn't like it. Madison's going to take it and drive, and she gets fouled. Yep, she gets fouled. I didn't know if her feet were planted or not, but she got the foul.
They weren't, but that doesn't mean it won't get called
exactly.
An offensive
yes.
foul.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
You just don't know.
Yep,
on those.
You don't know. So Kennedy inbounds play over to Callie, and Callie for a three-pointer just misses it. Ooh, Sage has a great hustle to the rebound, but just misses it. So Delphus actually comes down with it. And they're going to set up their offense here. I'm going to keep it wide and give it to 20. She seems to be the ball handler, but Callie is right on her, and she gets the steal. Nice hustle by Callie Wendell.
Hope they know there's only 10 seconds.
Yeah, and she just gets murdered from behind.
They'll get a chance to look up at the clock and see there's 9.5 seconds left.
Yeah, so good hustle. Turnover by the Delphi St. John's, and good hustle by Callie Wendell. Fast hands. That's what you need. So Kennedy into Madison. Madison turns it over again. That number 20, she really is a player. Ooh.
She traveled but didn't
call. She did. 2 seconds left. 30's going to take it, and she misses it with the air ball. So they do get a shot off, but they miss it. Indians are saved, so we are still up 8-3 in the Fort Recovery Insurance first quarter. We're going to move on to the K&L Tractor second quarter. Indians up 8-5. We will be right back.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Okay, we're back. We're back. The Indians survive and win that first quarter, 8-5. And back out on the floor, we have Grace, Mara, Whitley, Sage, and Carly. So we're going with a little height. Harley over to Mara, over to Grace, to Whitley, back to Grace, to Mara. She's going to drive it in and shoot it right at the top of the key. Rebound by Sage. And then now, and she misses the putback, and the rebound comes down to Delphi St. John's. So they're going to come down and bring the ball up real slow. Sage has got the, nice play by number 20, but rebound goes down to Sage. I almost said Sage Wendell. It's Sage Leopold. So she just gets us two rebounds. So Grace over
Maybe
to Mara.
We can talk them into all changing their name to Wendell.
Yeah. Oh, Callie. Carly. Carly Niekamp strokes a three. I know. I'm really struggling. So Carly Niekamp strokes a nice three-pointer. That's just what we need. Great play. Great aggressive, confident, I'm going to take it type shot. So nice job by Carly. And it goes out of bounds. So Delphi St. John's, she drove to the basket and lost the ball with no pressure. I mean, not much pressure on her. So loses it. Turnover by Delphi St. John's. Indians get the ball. Inbounds play. Grace is going to hopefully get it in there to Mara, and they're going to do a little full court press here. Grace Guggenbiller over to Whitley, over to Carly, and she gets us two for the quick break. Nice hustle.
That's
nice
the way
job
you break a press.
That's how you break a press. Yep, so the Indians are going to press right back. See how they do here.
Alexis Wendell is on top of
her. She is. She really is. And then Mara steps in to help. Goes out of bounds off of Mara, I believe. Great hustle play. I think we stopped giving them that little inch. I think we were giving them a little bit too much room, and now we're just giving them a lot of pressure. So that's what we needed to do, give them a lot of pressure. So Whitley's on the man up on top. Ooh, and somebody gets a foul. Yeah, Whitley gets that one.
She was really...
I wasn't sure if it was Whitley or Mara.
She was guarding that girl, like, just right on her,
right
out
on
at midcourt.
Yep.
I mean, that was really... She was really on her.
Yeah. Indians up 13-5. We've scored... No, Carly has come in and scored. Ooh, Mara gets burnt on the little side, but they miss it. Rebound goes down to Delphus. She goes down to the floor. She goes down to the floor. She got definitely traveled. I don't think there was any contact. She just fell to the floor.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that was just a rebound, and she didn't keep her footing.
Yep.
So another turnover for them.
Yeah, Mara's going to bring the ball down the floor. Callie's Alexis over to Mara. She's going to travel. So another turnover by the Indians.
She thought about that three and then took off, but she forgot to put the basketball out of her hand first. So
another turnover by the Indians.
But we're being aggressive.
Gets the ball back, too. Yeah, it was a good aggressive play. Just got to keep our feet down. Ooh.
Indians up 13-5
here. How is that not over back? I don't know how that's not over in the back. I need to learn that rule.
She was kind of like right on the line.
Yeah, she was straddling
it.
She went from, maybe. I don't know.
My understanding is they have to go all the way over and all the way back.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to.
No, I don't. That's one way it was explained to me, but I didn't see it. I had the laptop in my way.
Kind of an exception to the rule, I guess.
Yeah. So Delphus gets a shot off.
Real 14. Quick shot.
14 gives us a little. Madison Linder gives him two. Little shot off. The Indians still up 13-7.
13-7 here in Kano.
Alexis over on the right hand side. Yep, Kano. Tamara back to Grace. She's going to take a three and miss it. Whitley Rammel, the rebound, and she comes down with it and gets stripped. So she did get the rebound, but couldn't get it back up.
Yeah, a little bit of contact.
Yeah, just a little bit. Teach her to be stronger is the way I look at it. Alexis got Gardner man. They get it out to a three-point shot, number 24, and she drains it. Absolutely. Abby Kerner drains her second three. So Indians 13-10. Morris turns it over, running down the middle. Yep, just running down the middle. And all they did was stand in front of her and take the ball. So another Indian turnover. Callie Wendell's going to come in for Mara, and we have Kenzie Gerke in for Carly. Yep. I said it right that time. You hear that? Yeah.
No Callie this time, huh?
So Indians still up 13-10.
Guess we know who's your favorite.
Yeah, I guess. So inbounds play. They get it in. And Indians are still giving a full court press. And this I'll tell you what, this little Dolphus team is scrappy. A three-point shooter, and she shoots and misses. Grace Guggen there for the rebound. She's going to bring the ball down the floor as well. And over to Alexis. Goodness. To Whitley. Cross court to Callie. Over to Kenzie. Back to Callie. Alexis. To Whitley over to the right. Alexis, Callie, Kenzie. And she shoots the three and gets it. Kenzie Garkey with a three-pointer. So a lot quicker passing for the Indians, I feel like.
Yep, the Indians up six now.
Yep, they're up six. You can tell they've been getting the cue. Get that ball moving. So Indians on the defense putting a lot of pressure on them. A lot of pressure. Just about, Callie just about had a steal. Three-pointer out to 30. And it's good. 30 drains her first three-pointer for Kirsten Claus. 16-13 in favor of the Indians. So Indians got the ball over to Callie, back over to Kenzie, back to Callie. She's going to take a three-pointer and get it. So Callie Wendell with three.
Right now we're kind of matching them threes for threes.
Yep.
I don't think we want to keep doing that.
No,
we need
definitely
to stop
not.
Them from getting
yes.
those threes, but they've
yes.
they've had three plus a long two.
And another three goes up, and she misses it. Down rebound down to Callie Wendell. And she's just going to bring the ball down the floor. Gives it to Alexis. Back to Callie. She's going to try it again. Why not? Oh, she just misses. And rebound goes down to Dolphus. And timeout.
Dolphus? Yeah,
Dolphus.
Dolphus.
Yeah, 30 seconds. Is that what that means when they put their hands on the shoulders?
Yeah, 30 seconds.
30 second timeout, Dolphus. We'll be back. Indians night.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Okay, we're back. Indians up 19-13 in this K&L Tractor second quarter. We have 2 minutes and 33 seconds to go. Full court pressure by the Indians. And they get it across the half line. Whitley Rammel almost gets the steal. I thought she was going to get it and run with it, but she just tapped it out of bounds. So inbounds play for the Dolphus St. John Blue Jays goes in. We just let them have it. Alexis, going for the steal. We're going to trap her in the corner, but it comes out. There we go. We're a lot closer to our player. Ooh, good steal by Kenzie. Good steal. Gives it out, dishes it to Whitley. She gives it to Alexis, and Alexis gets us two. So nice work by the Indians. Nice job.
Good job, good hustle.
Yeah, nice hustle by Kenzie to get a steal. So turnover by the Dolphus St. John Blue Jays. And full court press here. Oh, my goodness. She just drug her whole foot. And that girl ran into Whitley. Three-point shooter. Goodness sakes, I thought she's... Another rebound by Callie Wendell. That's like her fourth. She's leading us in rebounds today. She's got four. Over to Alexis. Back over to Callie. To Kenzie, who says, I think I'm going to shoot it again. Callie Wendell again for the rebound. And she gets fouled, but they're not going to call it. And it goes back to Dolphus. Callie hustles again for the
knocks it out of bounds.
Yep. So nice hustle by Callie Wendell.
Yes.
We got Elizabeth Wendell coming in for Alexis.
Alec.
Oh, gosh. Well, she's a Wendell still.
Her mom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alec. Oh,
I knew
goodness.
Exactly who you're talking about.
Oh, I'm terrible.
Really need to start changing their names to Wendells.
I know.
Yes.
Everybody. Everybody just needs to be a Wendell. All right. So Dolphus has the ball. Indians up 21-13. We'll see if we can get another stop. Backdoor play. 20 misses it. And Callie Wendell with the rebound. She's been a beast. Over to Grace. And then Grace just pops and drops and gets us two. Nice job. That was pretty. That's what she needs to do. Shoot more.
Indians back up 10 now.
Yep.
It was close. It was 13. I think we scored seven straight.
I think so too.
I think it was 16-13 at one point.
Yep. So we're up 23-13. So here we go. Dolphins is trying to get themselves an offense going. Indians have definitely tightened up their defense because they know how scrappy this team is. So they've tightened it up considerably. They're not going to give them that three-point line. Nice job. Nice little reach in by Callie. They're struggling to get their offense now. I noticed we've pulled our defense out to the three-point line a little bit more. Got to keep them from scoring. But now they're driving. And she misses. And she misses again. Rebound goes down to little Elizabeth.
I thought they were going to wait for that last shot, and they shot with 12 seconds.
They did. That was weird. Yeah.
Right now, 7.6. As Indians are going to be taking it out of bounds.
Yep. So Mara Pearson back in for Kenzie. Kenzie did a nice job. She had a steal while she was in there and a big three-pointer. So
yep.
A little spark for the Indians. So Elizabeth Allig is going to give it off to Callie. And somebody said, go, Callie, go. We've only got a few seconds here. And Mara just double dribbled. Another turnover by the Indians.
Yep. 1.7, so it's going to be tough for them to get a good shot, but we can't let them get it to one of their shooters with some space to get a good shot off.
Right. Tight, tight, tight. Good, tight defense. Yeah. Oh, there she is.
Late start.
Nope. So Indians up 23-13 here at half at the end of the K&L Tractors second quarter. We'll be right back.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Full-time production positions start at $15.25 an hour. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Okay, we're back here at the Vatican, here at Delta St. John's. Halftime with the Blue Jays. Indians up 23-13. Scoring has just kind of been everywhere for this game, leading us actually in scoring. Let's look here. We have Callie Wendell with five and Carly Niekamp with five. I'd have to say Carly leads us. I think she was in there a whole minute and got her 5 points.
Maybe two, but she played very well.
She did. She played very well while she was in. Let's see, Mara Pearson is leading us with six.
Mara Wendell, you mean?
Yes, that's right.
Wendell, yeah. Sorry.
She's actually leading us with six. She had 2 two-pointers and 2 free throws. Alexis with 2 and Kenzie with 3. And then Grace Guggenbiller also with 2. Indians have had 6 steals. Again, these are unofficial. Anything beyond points is unofficial because sometimes I'm not paying attention. And then I believe each team has had 8 turnovers. So at the end of one, it was 8-5. And then at the end of half, we are up 23-13. So
he got 15 points that second
quarter.
Yeah,
so a big point spread. I think the defense stepped up a little bit, started playing more. They kind of pulled their defense out, so it made a big difference. And
yeah,
they struggled a little bit getting the ball off. So
yeah, they were early. They were getting those three-point shots off, making some.
Yeah.
Not as many as they wanted, but more than we wanted. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk some more about the first half right after this.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have two convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
I need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit Cooper Farms Jobs. It's more than a workplace.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Okay, we're back here at the Vatican here in Delphi St. John's. Indians leading halftime 23-13. Pretty good first half. First quarter took us a little bit, and they kept getting three-pointers off on us, so we tightened up the defense a little bit and stopped that three-point rush and took a commanding lead. They outscored them, I don't even know, but we were up 8-5 half at first quarter, and
So we outscored them 15-8.
So that increased our lead.
Yeah, at one time it was down to 3.
Yep.
But and you can talk about those games if you want to. But
We are in the Cooper halftime show right
Cooper
now.
Farms halftime
Cooper
show,
Farms
halftime show.
Yeah. Cooper Farms halftime show. So some upcoming events to let you guys know about. Tomorrow night we are hosting Delphi St. John's, and it is Student Appreciation Night. So make sure you all students come out and support the boys.
Yeah, it's free for all the students from pre-K all the way through seniors.
Perfect.
They're doing all kinds of games and stuff, prizes. There's a lot of prizes.
Fun, yeah.
It's going to be neat.
Come out and enjoy. Have fun. Send all your kids or bring all your kids up with you and have a good night. WPGW will simulcast that with NFHS video. So next week on Tuesday, the girls will host St. Mary's and FRR broadcast with NFHS video. So you'll get to hear me again next week. Thursday, we host Parkway. Again, you'll hear me, FRR broadcast with NFHS video. Friday, the boys are at Parkway, and you will have, I don't know, who does the boys' games?
I believe Brian Patch.
Brian Patch, the away game would be Harold Feely.
Okay, that's cool. So you're going to hear Brian Patch on FRR radio and NFHS video. Saturday, the girls are at Mechanicsburg. That's at 3 p.m. JV start. And again, we will broadcast that. The boys are at Ansonia, and we will broadcast that as well.
We hope. But it's going to be quite a chore getting from Mechanicsburg to Ansonia.
Gotcha.
And we generally have trouble getting a signal in that gym.
Gotcha.
So we may not be able to bring you that game.
Got it.
I haven't checked yet. the tiger might be there.
Oh, okay.
They do a lot of the Ansonia games, and they might do that one, and we may end up simulcasting. We do whatever we can to get that game on the air from somebody.
Got it. Got it.
Rob was going to do that. Now they have a game that was delayed because of COVID that's going to be made up on that day, so now I have to. It's a Jay County game, so
got it. His priority, huh?
Yeah. So.
So that's the that's what's going on. So we need to take a little break. All right, we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hey, we're back here in the Vatican for the end of the Cooper Farms halftime show. Indians getting ready to come out and get going on this beautiful Thursday night in Delphus. So we'll see. We'll see what kind of changes we make, if we make any at all. I don't know.
And see what they make.
Let's see what they do different. Yeah, I mean that's their job, right? We're doing it all right.
Get more strappy, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
More hands.
I think to myself, you got five fouls a night. Let's use them. That's what I think. Yeah. Let's get aggressive.
And I don't know that anybody has more than one. Somebody has two. That nobody's. There is some contact that they're not calling, but it's a MAC game, and it's probably been called typical MAC.
Yep.
Where there's a little contact and nobody gets too excited.
Ooh. Allie tries to get it over. Over to Grace. Grace pops it. Oh, rebound goes down to Delphus. So good shot by Grace. Just misses.
Tipped off of Callie Wendell's.
Yeah, Callie just about had that rebound again. She is aggressive. So driving to the basket. Don't quite get past our defense. Indians staying strong here. Top of the key here, number 30, over to 24. She's going to drive, and Mara's not going to let her. Somebody gets open. Whitley almost gets the steal. Not quite. Over on the right-hand side, she's going to drive in the middle with nowhere to go. Oh, backdoor girl gets open, but gets fouled. I don't know who fouled her, but...
It seemed like Alexis.
Yeah, I think it might have been. Yeah, is Alexis or Callie? Five. Kylie? Or no, it was.
Callie,
it was Callie. So she gets to shoot two. Number 20 gets to shoot two. So Emma Will, their sophomore leading guard, she's also one of their team captains. She gets to shoot two. We'll see if she can get them a point here. First one's up and short. That's where we like it, short.
Yeah, don't want it in the basket.
Don't want it in the basket, that's right. Up, and that one was long enough. So she gets her, I think that might have been her first point. If I'm tracking right, that was her first point. Callie Wendell's going to bring the ball down the floor. This is it over to Alexis. And she's going to drive to the corner and dish it back out to Grace. Grace over to Callie. way over to Callie, to Mara, over to Alexis, to Grace up on top, to Mara. Mara to Callie. She's going to pop it right off the baseline and just miss it. Whitley gets tries to go up and gets fouled. That's what we like to see. So Whitley with the rebound, and I think she's shooting.
Yep, seems like it.
Yeah, I think so too. Yep, she gets to shoot too. So a good little baseline jumper by Callie. She just misses it. But with Whitley there to try to clean it up here. We'll see if she gets us a couple more points. First one is just off the rim. Down to rebound. We got Mara and Grace. Whitley is going to put her second shot up, and it's real short, but Mara gets the rebound. And she just misses it. Whitley gets her rebound, and she gets her shot. She had to fight hard for it.
Yeah,
so she's going to go back to the line and hopefully make these two. So she missed her.
I think she gets one because she made the shot.
Oh, yeah, one. You're right. My bad. She made the shot. So she gets, yeah, you're right. Yep. So we'll see if she make that one?
Yep. Makes
good,
it in.
Good job. I had my head down. I wasn't looking. Man, what a terrible mom I am. Terrible mom. So a little full court pressure here by the Indians. Callie's getting aggressive on her dribbler. She really is. They're going to dish it out to the three-point. Mara is there.
Ooh,
Mara gets the rebound. Nice. Nice job by Mara to hustle for that rebound to Callie. Grace is to the three-point shot, and she just misses it. Mara's there to clean it up and get us two more. So nice rebound and put back by Mara Pearson. So Indians are going to continue with that full court press. Why not? We've got lots of legs on the bench, right?
Yep. I mean, and we're up 28-14.
Yep, Indians up 28-14 is where we like to be. A big lead. So, 20 thought about it. She wanted. Now she's going to drive. She drove right into Whitley and said, nope, 30 for the three-pointer. And it gets short. Rebound to Delphus. She's going back to the basket, going to dish it out, and she's going to drive. And Whitley fouls her. Nice try. I mean, it was a good foul.
Yep.
Just, I think her armpit got her, the hair on the top of her head.
Yeah, a lot of times on a play like that, it does not matter if you touch them.
Yep.
And when you swat like that, they're gonna call it
every time. It was a big old swat,
very big one.
And I think her hair might have hit her, but yeah, you're right. I probably would have called that too. So first shot up and no good. So it was a good foul so far. Good foul.
Don't make the other one.
Yeah, right. Stay out of there.
Man, it's only two on Whit, as long as we don't get more and get her in trouble.
But yep, that's right.
We have deep bench. And
misses it again.
That's right. She misses another one. Whitley Randall down for the rebound. Callie's going to bring the ball down the floor for us. And she's going to give it over to Mara. Mara to Alexis. She's going to give it to Grace. She's going to fake it. And Mara's going to drive out to Alexis. Three-pointer. Misses it. Oh, look at Callie. Callie's our leading rebounder. Gets it for us again. Back out to Mara. Over to Alexis. To Callie. She tries to get it into Whitley. And she can't get that ball into
it. It was a little bit of a too slow of a pass.
Yeah, it was. It just has to go a lot faster. Yep, I agree. Oh, yep. That's a third foul.
She bumped it.
Yep.
Yeah, she'll probably get to sit down a little bit, but that'll get maybe Carly or Kennedy a chance
else
to come in.
Ooh, looks like Sage.
Oh, that's, yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but yes.
Yeah, why not?
She played well when she was in the first half. So.
Yep. So Whitley Rammel fouls number 20. She puts her at the line because I believe that was a shot. So first one is up and nothing but net. So Sage is going to come in for Whitley, and then there are two new players coming in for Delphi St. John's. No names.
No idea.
Emma, and I don't think anybody in Port Recovery really wants to know their names. So
yeah, but we're the only ones. Maybe all of Delphi's is.
Maybe they are.
Maybe they are.
Air ball. So side out, Indians. Or side out. Wait, wrong sport.
Yes. I knew exactly
totally
what you meant.
Totally wrong sport. So her second foul shot did not hit the rim. So we have 30-second timeout by the Indians. We'll be right back. Indians up 28-15.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
Hey, we're back. Yeah, we're back. Quick 30-second timeouts. So Indians are going to field Grace, Mara, Callie, Alexis, and Sage. Whitley got a third foul there at the end of the, or right before we went to commercial. So we're going to let her sit down a little bit. Grace is going to inbounds the ball to Callie. She gets fouled, kind of pushed from behind. So
yeah, a little bit.
Yep.
Like she was tackled or something.
Yeah, I think it looked like she was tackled.
Playing football in here.
Yep, yep. You know, we were playing volleyball earlier when I said turn or whatever I said.
Side out.
Yeah. Side out. So full court pressure by Delphus. Indians going to get it into Mara. Up to Sage over. Ooh, Sage is going to fight for it. And jump ball.
Wasn't sure what he was going to call.
I wasn't sure either. It was kind of a real slow motion.
I thought he was
going to
call a travel, which she didn't do. That was barely, the other girl barely had her hand on the ball for a moment.
Keeping us guessing, I guess.
The way his hands came real slow, I was like, okay, is that a travel or what?
He was thinking.
He was. So inbounds, they make the play. This girl goes to the basket, and she just misses it, and Grace gets the rebound and gets fouled on the rebound. So nice hustle by Grace. She almost got schooled there baseline, but was able to get behind her and get the ball from her, block the shot. So
that's on Melanie Mueller. I believe that's her third foul, maybe.
Yeah, okay.
They're only showing two on the board, but it was there when the whistle blew. So
I'll trust you.
Oh, yeah. Over here, it's showing 22, third foul. So.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay, so Indians got the ball. Swinging to the left, back to the right, over to Grace, back to the top, over to Alexis, back to Mara, to the right to Grace, and down baseline for Callie.
She's blocked there.
Yep, she was definitely denied. Mara's going to drive it in. Alexis gets the rebound and put back. Nice hustle by Alexis. So great play. Okay, inbounds play with full court pressure. Mara is right on her dribbler. She can't hardly handle her. But she gets it away. She gets it to number 20, the Will girl. She's a nice little player. She's got a great left hand. She goes to the basket and gets fouled by Mara. So she's going to shoot two again. So number 20 is at the line, I think, for the third time in about the last 3 minutes. I wonder if that was their plan. Drive, Will,
She's the spark plug.
She is.
She can handle the ball. I think that's Mara's only her first foul.
Yeah.
So that's not too bad.
Nope. First one is in and good.
I'm not sure they're trying to draw fouls, but they're going to go at the basket, it looks like, with this.
For sure.
With the Will. Yep. And she's going to do what she can because she's probably at least their best ball handler, probably the best player on the floor for them.
Sure. Yeah, she had a nice little play. She's got a great left hand. I don't know if she's left-handed, so she makes her second one. I'm going to watch and
I think that was a left-handed shot.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give her a pen later and see if she's truly left-handed.
She might be ambidextrous.
Callie. Callie, just a little bit quicker on that play, and we have 2 points. But they knock it away, goes out of bounds, Indians ball. Mullenkamp is going to toss it in here. She's going to toss it into Mara, who gets hit from behind. Ooh, goes out of bounds on Mara.
Yep, usually,
another turnover by the Indians.
But she got kind of fouled on
that.
She
did. Usually they don't call
that foul. They just give it to us.
Yeah.
Just give it to the team that.
But he didn't do that.
No, he didn't do that.
He gave her the foul and the ball.
Yeah. She didn't get the foul. Yeah.
Right. Or didn't get the foul and gave her the ball. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Delphus just got to pick up her ball and. Oh, my gosh. They loft it out to the three-pointer, and she just misses it. Madison, almost gets the rebound. Kennedy's going to get it. I'm going to give that rebound to Kennedy.
Tipped off Maddie's fingers.
Yep. Over to Maddie Guggenbiller. She's going to put it up, and it's going to be short. Rebound goes to Delta St. John's, and they're going to bring it down the floor. Kennedy's defending her player like there's nobody. Oh, my goodness. Thank goodness. Because there was nobody on that girl. Thank goodness she couldn't handle it. So, ball goes out of bounds on Delta St. John's.
Yep. Passed it over to her in the corner, and she put it down on the floor, and it happened to hit that out of bounds.
Yeah, I don't know if there was some miscommunication there. I think we didn't know who we had man-to-man there. So, Mara's going to bring the ball down the floor. They're doing a little, what do they call this, half-court pressure?
Three-quarter, maybe, something like that.
Oh, turnover.
Yep, passed a little too high for Maddie.
She couldn't quite get to it.
Delphus grabs it.
That was for a 6-foot tall girl, not a 5'10 girl. Darn it. So, yeah, they're definitely making this offense run around number 20. She's got a left hand, she's got a right hand, she can drive, and she can dish. And this girl's just going to walk it right in. Number 24. She just gets in the Abby Kerner. That's her.
Our defense
point.
Went out went in.
Yep, turnover. Yep. 20 gets two more.
We're not taking care of the ball, and they are very aggressive.
Yep. Kennedy's going to bring the ball. This little trap at half court. Carly to Kennedy. Tamara. Indians are still up. It's 30 to 21. Callie back over to Mara, to Madison. Callie at base, or at three-pointer at the, that was only a two. Are you kidding?
I thought she was sitting in one of the seats over there.
That was a very long two, but she must have had her foot on the line. Her little toe must have got it.
It went in. We're good.
Yep, it's good. Indians up 32-21. We have 1 minute and 26 seconds left to go. The Will girl's taking her time right down the floor, and Callie is right on her, not letting her open. So, turnover. Nice job. Turnover by them. And she's calling the travel. So Carly does a phenomenal job getting that rebound. I better write that down. But gets tangled up and pulled to the floor, and they call a travel. I thought they could have called a jump ball, maybe. I don't know.
Not sure.
Well, nonetheless, that's why I don't officiate this sport. So a little drive to the basket, and she goes up, and Kennedy gets the board. So that was a good aggressive play, but nowhere close. So Whitley's back in for somebody. I already forget who. Callie's little jumper here is short. Carly, rebound two. Nice. Rebound and two. That girl just knows this game. She's just, you can tell she's a basketballer. Nice play by Carly Niekamp. So we've got Callie on number 30, or number 20 here, the Will girl. Staying close. Staying real close. Whitley's got 24. Way out at the half court line here. Callie gets... So Callie taps the ball. I'm going to give that turnover to Callie caused it, but turnover by the Delta St. John's. Just enough of a touch that we have to fight for it and get it. So nice hustle by Callie Wendell. So Indians going to bring that ball down the floor in this third quarter foul or mechanical. Whitley's going to drive over to Kennedy, into Carly, out to Kennedy. Back to Madison over on the right side. Over the top to Callie. Ooh, she wanted to. To Madison. We got to speed this up.
We need to shoot right now.
Yes, Whitley drives and just misses. Yep. So Indians stay alive here. Keep a good lead here, 34 to 21. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Cal Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Toys, and more, Melissa and Doug toys. Cal Pharmacy has gifts for babies, toddlers, and school-age kids, so we can help you cross off a name or two on your Christmas list. Melissa and Doug toys are great for hands-on learning, imagination, and creative fun. So check out the selection of toys Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burn, Indiana have for this Christmas season. Healthmark, taking the time to listen and care.
Okay, we're back here. Indians fought that third quarter up 34-21. It was good aggressive there. We kind of lost a little spell there in the middle where they had a couple steals on us.
Yeah, we scored 11. I don't remember what they had in the at halftime.
They had, gosh, I forget already. That was 10 minutes ago. I forget.
Oh, I was thinking you had that written down on one of those sheets.
I probably do. Ooh, steal by Whitley Ramel, and she drives to the basket and gets fouled.
Yep.
Ooh. Phew. She wants to make one of those driving baskets so bad, so she just misses. I tell her, go switch it and go to the right side. Maybe you'll make one. That's your strong side.
She's probably like, Mom, whatever.
Just shut up. That's what she usually says. So she's going to shoot two here. See if she can get us a couple. And first one's in and good. Oh, yeah, I hear that more than once a night. Mom, not that I tell her anything, really, because I don't know. I just say drive and shoot because that's all I know about this sport.
Yeah.
Set a pick every now and then, so her second one goes in. So good hustle play. Ooh, she gets a steal. I've lost track of steals, too. So full court pressure. Ooh, there's that turnover by Ladelphus St. Jones we needed. Did you see that slide? I saw that from up here
without my glasses on.
So if he was going to miss that, I was going to come down on him.
So maybe you can't see the shoes, but you can see
I saw that slide.
Yeah.
So Grace over to Kennedy, and she is going to drive it and give it back to Mara up at the top. Over to Carly, back to Kennedy, to Whitley down the center. Out to Mara. She's going to do three, and she completely misses. Whitley to Kennedy. Good hustle to Carly
tall,
just
huh?
misses. Just misses. Nice job, though. Nice job by Carly. I just love that she's aggressive and she likes to shoot.
Yep.
I love that. Mara gets the foul. Got a little too close to number 20.
I think that's her second, I believe.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll give it to her. We'll give it to her. We'll take it.
Witt has three. Everybody else is zero problem at all.
Yeah.
We're in the fourth quarter, so even if she gets four, it's not that bad.
Nope. So Indians up 36-21. Mara's going to keep her a little close pressure here on number 20, the Will Girl, because you know they're making a play for her. So. Ooh, a little
very great
screen. Oh, nice steal. Steal by the Indians. Turnover by Delphus St. Jones. Gives the ball back to the Indians. I'm going to give that turnover, that steal to Kennedy, I think. So Mara over to Kennedy, over to Whitley. Back to... Ooh, got a foul away from the ball on Grace Guggenbiller. She knows it. She's got no idea
what happened, but she's not
denying it.
No.
So Kenzie Gerke back in here for Kennedy Mollenkamp. She's going to have a little seat here.
Officials kind of signaling to Coach Gann that might have been a little push
aggressive
with the elbow.
Yeah. So inbounds play by the Delphus, and we're going to give them a full court pressure here. Whitley is actually defending the ball handler. So I'm not sure how that happens, but she gets the steal, and she gets the steal, and she's going to go all the way.
Nope.
And nope, she's going to dish it to. She's going to dish it to Mara, and she just misses it. I don't think she had a good handle on the ball, so she's like, I better just give this up.
And two girls almost on top of herself.
Yeah. So 30 is okay. So it's, oh my gosh, drive into the basket, turnover again by Delphus. Oh, he called the timeout. With that official. I was right here for that. She did not even have possession. But we'll give it to him.
Yep.
We'll take a timeout. Indians up 36-21. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Okay, we're back here at the fourth quarter here at the Vatican. That just sounds so funny to say.
Honestly, I didn't know it was called the Vatican.
No, I didn't either. I've probably been told that but forgot. So Indians are in the lead, 36-21. I just want to give a big here. Wait, we are in the
fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter, Kalp Pharmacy.
Yep.
God, big shout out to Kalp's Pharmacy fourth quarter here. Also, a big shout-out to Donnie Werkamp. Donnie Werkamp, faithful, always here, fan of the Fort Recovery Indians. Big happy birthday to him.
I think he's 32.
32? I was going to say 39, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, because, you know,
right?
I mean, I turned 29 several times. Carly with a steal.
Oh, they steal it right back.
They almost stole it right back, but Kennedy there to save it.
Kenzie.
So another Kenzie. Gosh,
too many K's and Wendells.
I know.
Carly's
Oh,
Callies.
Another turnover. That Will girl. Oh, she misses it. Kenzie gets the rebound. That's what we like to see.
Kenzie Mara Pearson.
Yeah. She hustled back to get her rebound. Kenzie.
Over to Carly Niekamp. Over to Kenzie.
Oh.
Right over her head.
Too high.
Oh. That was for the 6'7" girl.
Yeah. We don't have one of those.
We don't have one of those.
Who
threw that ball?
Well, how tall is Whitley? Whitley's pretty tall.
She's just 6'2".
Oh.
Just 6'2"?
Just 6'2". Still have to look up at her in the hallways.
I'm sure you do.
5'4" over here.
A little bit of a difference, huh? So Delpa's looking to, she thought about shooting that throw. Ooh, Whitley gets the blocked shot, and it goes out of bounds on us. I'm not sure. I think he missed the third deflection there, but
yep.
We'll give it to him.
Yep, Indians up 15.
Yep.
5 minutes to go.
Inbounds play by Delpa.
Now, if they start making threes, this can get tight again,
like
they did in the second quarter there.
Right.
I think we've got too much pressure on them.
Yeah, I think so too. I think so.
Right on top of them.
Oh. Mara. She's funny. She's going to take it all the way down.
Knock it in Mackenzie's shoes.
Yep. And get fouled. So she's going to go shoot too. So good hustle play by Mara. When she picked up that ball and put it down to dribble, she put it down about 4 feet in front of her. It bounced off somebody and came back to her.
Yeah.
So she got really kind of lucky.
Foot.
Yeah, I think it was her shoes.
Yeah. Somewhere is going to shoot two for us.
Who knows? Maybe she was aiming for him.
Yeah, she might have been. Her first one is no good. And Delphus is going to bring in number 5, Emma Wiltsy. I don't know if I said that right. Wiltsy?
No idea.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Looks like it.
Yep.
Mara's second shot is up and good.
She has 9.
We like to see.
Yeah.
I know you can't read the scoreboard. I don't think so.
Yeah, it's kind of blocked by the basketball.
Yep. So Indians up 37-21. They're going to go back to the left. Carly Niekamp is hot on her girl's heels. And this girl's going to shoot it from no man's land. Grace Guggenmiller is going to be there for the rebound. And she's going to bring the ball down the floor. Give it back to Mara. Over to Kenzie. Kenzie is going to give it over to Carly, back to Mara, to Grace. Grace three-pointer, and she just misses it. Mara gets her third foul going over the back. Which,
yeah, she was up above there. She probably brushed her.
But I don't think she touched her.
I don't think so either, but it's almost impossible not to touch her.
Yeah.
But I was kind of watching that.
Her hair.
She went straight up above that girl, and it was just... weird enough that it could possibly happen, they went ahead and called a foul.
Yeah.
Mara Pearson's a high jumper, though.
She skies.
And she's a state contender long jumper.
Very good at that.
Yeah, so 24 is going to shoot a one-on-one? Yeah. Yeah, she's going to make it. Was that what? I mean, I feel like nobody moved.
I think she gets two.
Yeah, so she just gets two, whether she made that first one or not. So 14 for Delphus is going to come in. Little Madison Linder. going to come in and play some minutes here. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left to go here in this Kelp Pharmacy fourth quarter. And 24 makes her second shot, Abby Kerner. And they're going to give us some pressure. Ooh. Good hustle by Kenzie to let that ball go. She kind of boxed her girl out so she couldn't get to it. So nice job by Kenzie Gerke. Grace Guggenbiller is going to toss it in to Kenzie, to Whitley, to Mara. She's going to set up the offense, drive to the basket, and give us two. Nice hustle by Mara.
Gives her 11.
Yep. So Indians up 39-23. Oh. A block didn't quite get her feet set, so Whitley gets her fourth foul. And it looks like Sage is going to come in and play for her. Yep. Oh, yeah. So Sage is going to come in here and get Whitley here in this Calps Pharmacy fourth quarter. She might be done for the night. Who knows? She might let her come out and get her fourth foul.
We'll might as well foul out,
yeah. I mean,
we'll see how it goes.
Might as well let her go.
Can't take them home with you.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing to let those other younger kids play. So.
Yep. So 20 gets her, I don't know, 100th foul shot. Seems like she's been at the basket a lot.
Seems every time since Whitley, too.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Mara, probably.
Yep. And her second one is good, so. Emma Will with lots of points, lots of one hashes. I don't know if the score's right or not. So it goes to Grace. Sage is open, and she gets two.
That was great ball movement.
Great ball movement. Ooh, Mara almost had the steal. Kenzie's going to get her, though.
I don't know if we touched it, so they might still be about 8-9 count. They got across, though.
They did, barely, I think. So Carly Niekamp on the defense. She is doing
on
great.
On top of her.
Oh, leaving the three-pointer open. Sage left her open.
And he wants a timeout.
So Indians up 41-28 with that three-pointer. We will be right back. 3 minutes left to go.
Hello, this is Jackie Brewing from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength as well as your speed in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Okay, we're back here at the Vatican, fourth quarter for the Indians, fourth quarter, Calps Pharmacy, fourth quarter. I had a thought and I lost it.
Yeah, we got a score of 41-28.
Yeah, we're only up 13 now. We were up. We're up
16 or 17.
16, 17, 18,
yeah,
19.
Something like that.
That's not a long way from 13, but
no.
they got a three in there.
Yep.
We have to stop them from doing that, because if they get a couple more, they're going to get a little momentum going, and we can't have that.
Yeah.
Get a thought to get back in it.
Right. It only takes one player. So.
Yep.
Especially the Delphus player, number 20, Emma.
She's done a nice job. She's a real nice player. Indians got to buckle down here. So coming out, we have Carly, Grace, Sage, Callie, and Mara.
Not Mara
Wendell.
Mara Pearson.
Grace is going to inbound the ball over to Callie, and she's going to take it. Give it over to Mara, to Callie. Oh, turnover to Grace. Just moved where she wasn't supposed to go. So turnover by the Indians. Or it could have just been the toss. So 20's going to drive. Oh, Sage almost gets the steal. We almost get the turnover. Can't quite react. Oh, she's going to just let it go and just misses. Mara gets the rebound.
Yep. They're
nice
taking those threes, and they're taking them quick.
They are. They're not waiting, and they're not waiting on just anybody to have it either.
So that tells me they're not giving up on this game at all.
Yep. So they've done their homework. They're making Mara. They're keeping Mara from using her right hand. That's just a smart thing to do. I'm glad I don't coach this sport. She does kind of struggle. Good in there. Get in there.
Oh.
Ooh, Mara gets the block call. So foul on Delphus.
Yep, Mara drove, dished it off.
Yep.
Shot was missed. But
she got the the block foul.
Yeah, she got fouled, and I believe that's the seventh foul, so she'll have a 1-1.
Yep. So we'll see if Mara can extend her lead here. Indians up 41-28 in the Count Pharmacy fourth quarter.
She has 11 right now.
Yep. She makes her 12th point.
So she gets another shot.
Yep.
Ooh, the bonus, they like call it. That.
Yeah.
Basketball terms, need to know them.
That's right. Get to know them, right? Her second one goes in.
Three times around the rim, but
yep, it did. It went down. It's all matters, right? All right, so Delphins is going to just kind of walking the ball down the court with only 2 minutes and 38 seconds left to go.
Callie is on top of
her. Yep, she is. A little screen play here. Back out to number 20. I think they're... Ooh, I thought she was going to try to shoot that. Ooh, good job, Callie.
Time's running out on him.
Jump ball. Good hustle by Callie. Callie gets her hands on everything.
Yeah, she really does.
She does a great job.
She's fast. She's everywhere at once.
Yeah, she is. Her arms are like, I don't know, 100 mile an hour. Nobody can, like, I act like people can see me move my arms 100 mile an hour, but... So Callie over to Mara, over to Grace. Oh, and she gets, the ball goes out of bounds. Can't quite release it, and they get a touch on it. Could have been a foul, but we didn't call it. Indians up 43-28. Inbounds play, Grace Guggenbiller over to Callie Wendell. Callie's going to drive and give it over to Mara. We're going to take our time here. We've got a pretty big lead. There's no reason to... Callie's going to drive in and get fouled. The coach was yelling, foul her.
Unless we miss a shot and you get a rebound, there's no reason for us to take a shot of the game.
Yeah, we should just be, I agree.
Just run the clock.
Make
them foul us, and I think everybody out there can make foul shots.
Yeah, I think so too. So Callie Wendell, first shot is up and good.
She gets a second one.
We need to swish them. We've been bouncing around that rim all night. We need to put them right dead center.
It's tight. It's tight here at the Vatican.
Hey, yeah, but
if you don't hit the rim, it can't bounce around.
And the there she
is. There's
a swisher.
They must have heard me. I didn't realize they were listening while they were playing.
Yep. They got little earpieces in their ear.
That was Callie's ninth point. Nice job by Callie Wendell. She's played a really nice game. Aggressive. Like I said, hands on everything, lots of rebounds.
She's on top of number 20.
Mara should be a five-second call here.
Yeah, almost. That bounced off her foot. Ooh. They got it into 20. She misses it.
Rebound
by Carly. Tell you what, she's had a great game, too. Letting these little JV players get some time is awesome. So Mara's just going to take her time. She's going to dish it out to Elizabeth. And Elizabeth gets pushed out of bounds.
Down to minute 25 here.
Yeah, coach is hollering. He wanted them to foul instantly and couldn't quite get it in. So coming in for the Indians, Grace Guggenbiller is going to sit down. And Carly Niekamp and Mara. So we have Kennedy Madison. Oh, no, Carly's going to stay
Carly's
in.
Still out there.
Yeah, Carly's staying in. So we have Madison Guggenbiller in for Grace. And Elizabeth gets her first point of the game.
Yep.
Going for a second shot.
Yeah.
Yep. We have good foul shooters. I think we have good foul shooters all up down the bench, so I don't think it matters who goes in there.
Yep. I agree. Her second one is up and short. Madison gets a rebound. Huge rebound. And she gets fouled. That's what I like to see. Nice hustle by Maddie Guggenbiller.
Yep.
I don't know how she got that. She did the old quick butt spin. I don't know. Kurt's trying to teach Whitley the butt spin. I don't know what the heck that. You kind of spin around and
you don't
beat
need
him.
To know. Just
no,
so Whitley.
Just so Whitley knows.
Just
it.
So Whitley knows.
Yeah, I don't have a clue. I mean, I might have to be the dummy standing there being the defender, but Madison just misses it. Just misses her first foul shot. Ooh. I haven't seen her at the line yet this year, so this is
she's usually a pretty good shooter.
Yeah.
She used to play CYO before this.
Yes.
Outshined me, basically.
Did she?
I'm a good basketball player.
She's just an athlete. You know, she's a basketballer.
Really,
yeah, driving, almost. And a three-point shot by 30. She gets it up and shots it in. So Indians up 46-31. And going to turn it over. Indians get their, I don't know how many turnovers.
Thousandth.
Another three-pointer goes in. And
goodness, they get it in. That's
six eight. Quick points.
Yeah, they've Indians got some shooters.
Up, yeah, Indians up 46-34. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kalb Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you're faced with a choice, choose Kalb Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 1-800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
So we're back here at the Vatican. Two quick three-pointers have put them, within 12. So yep. Indians up 46-34.
Yeah, I was just thinking if we start missing foul shots mm-hmm. and they start making threes, yep. this can get
it can get ugly.
Not end well for us.
So we need to make those three or yep. those foul shots and at least get some pressure on them. Don't foul them on the threes, but mm-hmm. at least get a hand in their face and don't make it easy for them.
Right, right.
Try to maybe deny the ball to 20 if we can, but that might be too aggressive and get a foul called on us, yeah. and we can't let them score points with the clock not right. running.
Right. And you can't get much better than 20. She's a pretty good, good ball handler, very sure. nice player.
Yeah, yeah. 52 seconds left
finds,
here.
She finds the open man. So Kennedy's
definitely
gonna,
a leader on the court.
Yeah, for sure. So Kennedy's going to throw the ball in, hopefully get Callie open. If Yep, so Callie's open. Oh, she just gets turnover. Oh, three-pointer, another three-pointer by 24, and she gets it.
Goes in.
Holy cow, are you kidding me?
Nice.
We have to get the ball. We have to keep control.
Yep, now, timeout.
They're taking the ball from us, and they're, they're not even fouling. They're
no,
just
they're just taking the ball.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. So we have to get somebody stronger to yep. bring it in.
Yep. So 30.
Are
Indians.
You tired of farming around yep, your wet That's spots okay. in your fields? Yep. Do your crops flood out? I'm draining. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Kamp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Okay, we're back here at the Vatican. And it shows three straight three-pointers
yep.
for the Delta St. John Blue Jays. They are absolutely
20 seconds.
In fuego.
Two of those have been off of steals
yes.
and then quick baskets.
Yes.
So
this Kalb Pharmacy fourth quarter has been a little hairy. Over to
Callie Wendell.
Callie out to Whitley. And she's going to keep yep. keep a hold of it. And
a jersey yep. almost got tugged
I feel
off.
Like that was a horse collar tackle.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, is that not a thing? Are we not yes. in this sport? No, wait, this is basketball.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought yeah. it was football.
That doesn't mean it didn't happen.
A little bit of a horse collar here. We'll see if Whitley can drain us a couple here. First one is up, and she just misses it off the back of the rim. Kurt's down there saying, use your legs. Use your legs. See if she can get us one here. And ball is up, and it's short.
Delphus gets the rebound.
Yep. And she's going to run
30
hard
seconds.
And, oh, my goodness. Thank you,
yep.
Kim.
Yep. She went to pass. And
I was thank you, Kim, for calling
the
that.
The pass was passing person was
it.
Blocked, and she kind of
yep.
dragged her foot because she was already had that momentum going trying to make
in
that
for
pass.
Whitley.
So down to 28.1. Indians with a 9-point lead now.
Yep.
It was 14 or 15.
Just hold it.
Long ago.
Hold it, Mara. Hold it.
Yeah.
So Alexis, she's going to bring it over. Just hold it, Alexis. There you go.
There we go.
You think they hear me? Just hold
yep.
it, Alexis.
Maybe. Like I said, maybe they have those earpieces.
Mara, you got 10 seconds. You got 10 seconds. Just hold it. I need to give them all some earpieces. I think I'll tell Holly that.
22 seconds left. Indians up.
But you can't see.
46-37.
Yeah, Alexis. Free throw line, and she misses the rim.
Wow. Off to the left.
She's
a good shooter.
She usually is.
We can't have that.
Uh-uh.
This has to go in.
I know what they're doing tomorrow. Free throws. I should have tracked that. First one's up, and it's good. Nice shot, Alexis.
Around.
Yep. First one just, I think it just got stuck on her pinky. I don't know.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's what we're going to say.
Now.
18 seconds, and she drives it right in.
Yeah, 20 just blew past them.
Yep. So Grace over to Callie.
Wow, that was a...
And he called a foul right away.
Very
he was not
lazy
hesitating.
Pass.
Yeah, it was.
That could have been...
That could have been
real
ugly.
Real trouble.
Yeah. Tried to steal out of her hands.
Yep. If that defender had been another step closer to her, she could have stepped in and,
yep.
and gone in and got another layup.
Yep,
so
yep.
Indians are up 8 again with foul shots coming here at the Hall Brothers foul line.
Yeah, in this Count Pharmacy fourth quarter, and Callie...
There we go, Callie.
Sinks it.
Man,
I think that's her 10th point.
Yep. Good thing.
Yep, 10 points. What we like. Yeah, that is a good thing. We've got a couple girls in double digits. And this one goes up, and it is short. Ooh, Amara's fighting for it. Misses it. So 7 seconds left. They're going to dribble her down, see if they can at least make it not look so bad. If this goes in. we saved the day. It's Indians' final here, 48-39, in the end of our Count Pharmacy fourth quarter. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Count Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Did you know when being dismissed from the hospital, you can choose which pharmacy and medical equipment company services your needs? When you're faced with a choice, choose Calp Pharmacy to deliver your IV medications and medical equipment to you. We're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 1-800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
A new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
We're back. We're back here at Delphi St. John's. Just a little recap of the game. The final score, 48-39 in favor of the Indians. And I do have a few unofficial stats here I can give out. As far as points goes, leading us in points. Tonight we had Mara Pearson with 13, and right behind her with 10 was Callie Wendell. And Carly Niekamp came in and gave us 7 off the bench. Played an absolutely fantastic game. And Alexis Wendell was 5, and Whitley Rammel was 5. Rebound-wise, our two leading rebounders tonight were Callie Wendell and Whitley Rebound.
Whitley Rammel.
Whitley Rammel with 7 each.
Changing everyone's name.
No. Yeah. I didn't know there was a Whitley Rebound.
Yeah. So we got Coach Gann getting ready to come up. Let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk to the coach. And we'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Tiffany Garkey McElDowney at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Restoring function, promoting healing, and ensuring your road to healthful living is our specialty. We give you the solution to minimize your injuries and maximize your potential to heal. Even though we are a small town local business, we pride ourselves in using the most innovative technologies and treatments in the field of rehabilitation for orthopedic and neurological conditions to speed up your recovery and eliminate your pain. We have 2 convenient locations. Our Coldwater office is beside the Grill on Main, and our Fort Recovery office is in the Industrial Park, sharing a building with Amy Wendell Family Health across from Ace Hardware. You may not even need a physician referral, depending on your insurance. Call 419-763-1464 today to schedule your evaluation.
Hi, this is Dave Hall from Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're considering purchasing equipment from us during this next year, please talk to us as soon as possible. Right now, we have a lot of equipment on order for stock, probably more than we've ever had in the past. But adding to our list of already ordered equipment is getting harder and harder. So talk to one of our salesmen soon. Hopefully, we have the equipment for you already on its way. Hall Brothers, your Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
In Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
So we're here. We're here with Holly, Coach Gann. And I'm supposed to ask some questions. I guess I don't really know a whole lot. So tell us what you think. We got our first win.
You know, that's the hardest sometimes. It's just trying to get that first win. So we got coming to the Vatican and getting a win is never a bad thing. So we're just going to go ahead and take that, because the last time I was here, you remember that game?
Yes, I do.
It was definitely an interesting game. And even here, I mean, these games are sometimes hard to kind of get going. And you can see getting going. And Delphus obviously has some good players out there.
They got
some young players out there, and so they're definitely building and doing some things, and it's just good and nice to see that everybody got some time tonight, too.
Yeah.
And got a little close there at the end, and that's always just trying to keep everything really nice and interesting,
mm-hmm.
and good thing I've coached for a couple years now, so I don't get nearly as hot and bothered by those types of things, but it was nice just to see us finish that one, and like I said, it doesn't have to be pretty. We just got a W and ready to get better for next week.
You know, I was listening to you at the beginning. We did a little, he records you talking, and I was telling Kurt this, how good of a coach you are, because you coach your kids to their strengths and what they can do, and you even commented on that, you know, and that is such a huge thing, and I think a lot of coaches kind of miss that. They overcoach kids that maybe can't do something, or undercoach kids that have the potential, and you do. I feel like you have a great balance with that and do a nice job.
It's hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, the real thing is we got a bunch of girls out there trying to figure out what exactly that is.
Yeah.
You know, and so and it's something that we want all the answers now, just mm-hmm. like in life, and that's what I tell them. I was mm-hmm. like, guys, it's just, you know, these are things that we have to figure out as we go.
Right.
So every game and every practice is another opportunity for us to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have some kids doing some things that didn't do last year. We have some kids that don't want to do some things. They want to try something else. And we are still literally just trying to figure out where those puzzle pieces are going to fit the best.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that just boils down to, like I said, that defense and discipline is really those two D mm-hmm. words that I just feel like we've got to keep going back on, is that we have to do defensively. We got to be disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, we're going to have to do those little things right.
Yep.
You know, and the communication and all those little things, those things can set you apart. Those little things can get you 10 extra points in a game by just doing it. And you know, and it's just that constant discipline and reminder. And it's definitely one of those things where you got to take a step back and enjoy that pathway. And you know, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
And that's what I keep telling them. Like, guys, if it's easy, everybody could do it,
right.
But it's not easy. So, and that's why you guys are here.
Right.
You knew that it wasn't going to be easy. Now, is it doable? 100%. But it's going to be hard.
Yes.
And so that just builds that adversity in these young kids. And I think that's what people just forget about in our athletes.
Mm-hmm.
They go and step into a gym, and they never really know whether or not what the outcome's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they face all those emotional roller coasters that they can. And
that they do.
And just build that adversity for life.
Mm-hmm.
Life after sports.
Yep.
Because
there is definitely that.
Oh, gosh, there's a lot of life after sports. So, but those are the skills, and I just think back in my day, and I'm just like, you got to take those and learn and build and try
absolutely.
To find something to take away. So today we get to take away a win, and we definitely get to look at some things to be able to do, and we made some shots tonight, so that was helpful.
So I just have a shout-out to your JV kids that came in and just killed it.
You know, and we talked about
killed
that
it.
At halftime. You know, they played a really nice role.
They did.
And so Kinsey and those guys came in, especially right before half, and was able to pressure their guards. And they made some shots and did some really nice things. And that's definitely going to be more their job. But more importantly, I saw some of them come out and just work hard.
Yeah.
You know, Carly came in right off the bat, and hit a three, wasn't shy, was very confident in her stroke, came back down, got an offensive board, came back down, you know, ran the floor for us. So those are types of things where when I talk about doing those small things, it's got to be those small things.
Yep.
You come in, you want to play, going to go defend, and you got to do those small things. And so you can just tell when the kids get in if they've been really listening. And I think that's hard. And so, you know, those younger kids are definitely wanting to, you know, they're hungry. They're hungry.
Yep,
so
you can tell.
And I think that helps with just the balance of things and being able to figure out where those pieces are going to fall. And, you know, obviously we've got wits on the floor and our veteran kids, but just they're figuring it out. We're all just figuring it out.
Absolutely.
I'm still figuring it out.
Absolutely.
Every day I look at it, I'm like, okay, here we go.
Every day is a new day, right?
Every day is a new day, and you learn and grow. And if you're not learning and growing, and that's when you got to be, you got to.
And if you can, finish every game and say we got better.
Well, and learn, and the biggest thing here, and you're going to appreciate this, is that people want it to just be wake up easy, right? You're going to wake up one day, I'm going to just do it. It's not like that.
No.
You know, in basketball, it's going to be this. Snail steps, snail steps, snail steps, snail steps, snail steps. And then that's got to be over time. And so it's hard for these guys. They just, you know, got to do little things. Okay, look, today we you know, did consistently been rebounding really well. We're going to continue to do that. All right, so then we got to work on this next little piece. Don't do, you know, too much at once because then we get overwhelmed. You know, there's just a lot of learning going on. So I'm super proud of those girls. They worked hard. We finished.
They did. They played good.
And they're ready to go home.
Yep, they are. I can hear that. Like they're, I hear you.
The cookies are probably halfway gone by
now. Yeah, I'm sure they are. Thanks, Coach.
Yep, thanks.
Have a good night.
You too.
Thanks.
So we'll take another quick break. We'll wrap things up and be back right after these messages.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. With the winter weather rolling in, don't forget to stop by and have your windshield wipers replaced. Also, with the Christmas right around the corner, get that hard-to-buy-for person a gift certificate for a full detail at Hastings Auto. This includes wash, wax, interior shampoo, and your engine degree. Give us a call at 419-375-4617 here at Hastings Auto Sales in historic Ford Recovery, Ohio.
Looking for some great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes now to reserve your lanes for your holiday party or for any large orders of food for the holidays. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza, wing, and salad buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. We're back here at Delphus High School, the Vatican, they call it. And Indians come away with, I don't have the score in front of me, but about a 10 or 11, 12 point victory here. We were up some. And then we kind of, they started fouling us, of course, in the last couple of minutes. And we made some shots, some foul shots at first, and we started missing some. And they were coming down and making threes. And they had several steals where they would make a basket, and 4 seconds later they're making another basket because they stole the inbounds pass. So it started getting a little close, but the Indians hung in there and made it work. So, Ava, you want to talk about some upcoming games here this week and next week?
So this week. Tomorrow, Friday the 10th, the boys are hosting Delphus St. John's at, obviously it's home, there's student appreciation night, so anyone from preschool through your senior, you get in for free, and WPGW will be simulcasting with the NFHS video. Next week, Tuesday, girls host St. Mary's. We are broadcasting that with the NFHS video. Thursday of next week, girls will host Parkway for our broadcast with the NFHS video.
Yeah, if you say real fast, if you miss some letters, it's okay.
Yeah,
NFHS.
Miss a lot of letters, apparently. Next week, Friday, the boys are at Parkway. We broadcast that with NFHS video.
And that'll be available. That won't be our audio with it.
And then Saturday, girls are at Mechanicsburg, 3 p.m. JV start with, hopefully, we're hoping we'll be able to broadcast that, and then the boys at Ansonia with our broadcast as well.
Yeah, we'll, with that being a very late game, an hour and 45 minutes, hour and a half between the two games, the 3 o'clock start for the JV's girls on Saturday in Mechanicsburg, and then we have to hustle, get all the equipment taken apart and get to Ansonia, and sometimes we have trouble getting a connection there. So we may or may not have that game broadcast, but we're going to do everything we can. I thought we played pretty well tonight.
Yeah,
we against a decent team there, and of course Delphus is always going to be scrappy at home. But anything that you kind of thought was great about the game, or what we need to, and what we can be proud of, and what we need to work on, I'm sure probably whatever Coach Gann said is exactly
much,
what we
yeah.
all think. But yeah,
I mean the JV players, they definitely came in and they did pretty well, honestly. And you know, especially with the freshmen coming in, they were doing pretty good.
Yep. Yep. So for Diana Rammel, Ava Shane, we appreciate you listening. Tune back in tomorrow to either us or WPGW. That'll be Rob Weaver with the call of the game of the boys hosting Delphus. See you tomorrow night.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.